www.hope-radio.com or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rising all night long.
259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff that we will talk about on the air. You submit different interesting things to our website. Other listeners will then vote as to whether they think that your submission is decent, and you get to vote on theirs up or down, whether you like or dislike. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it here on the air at Free Talk Live. Okay, so join us over at freetalklive.com. The number 800-259-9231. Right to the phones and the fun. Australia, Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, breakfast boys. It's 9 a.m. in Eastern Australia, and Mark and Ian are on LRN.fm.
Yes, we are on LRN.fm, and that is it's good to know. Wake it up with Mark and Ian of the Bar to the Talk to you live.
Honk, honk.
So what's up, man?
I just wanted to say congratulations. I see you guys got the Republicans to agree with liberty.
What?
Excuse me?
When did that happen?
They're getting rid of the war on drugs. They're ending the war on immigration. They're going to start allowing gay marriage.
How did you get into this alternate universe that apparently existed?
It says in the pledge, the GOP pledge to America, that America is an idea that free people can govern themselves, that government's powers are derived from the consent of the governed.
Well, nice idea.
Yeah, it's a great
That's their
idea.
Promise.
I keep asking the man in the robe in the courtroom about that, or I've asked in the past about the whole consent thing, and they just don't really care about that.
But that's what the GOP is promising now.
It's a great promise. I look forward to them accomplishing that goal, but I have no confidence whatsoever that they believe in it, A, or B, will be able to accomplish it, even if they did believe in it.
Even if they knew what it meant, they weren't going to be working very hard to do it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on this one.
If past evidence,
the contract for America that they did in '94.
You are correct.
I fell for that one.
Didn't everything turn around then?
No, it just kept getting worse. As a matter of fact, the Republicans seem to make things worse at a quicker clip than the Democrats do.
Well, this Democrats beat the pants off of them.
I'm a bit confused by their rhetoric. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, that's all right. Everybody is entitled to be confused at one point. Just the question is whether or not people will actually learn from their mistakes and decide to reject the idea of the two-party system and come to the understanding that if they want liberty, the Democrats and Republicans are not going to be their solution. So what else you got for us tonight, Jeremy?
Oh, I've been having a few debates with people recently on the ideas of voluntarism, and I have found that Mark's idea of calling dispute resolution organizations governments, competing governments, does work a lot better than trying to explain all of the intricacies of dispute resolution organizations. So,
Mark, you've been vindicated.
I learned something. I learned something from Mark.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeremy.
When I first started listening to the show, Mark actually believed in government.
Oh, I'm not sure that I don't. As far as still believing
in a course, I think at the time, you sort of still believed in the federal government in the U.S. and trying to make government instead. Yeah. But I started out in the same place, and then over time I moved Ian's way. But this idea that the way that Mark's explaining competing governments is making a lot of sense.
I've moved Ian's direction too, and it's really embarrassing to move towards the direction of the younger, you know, honestly, you know, not very quick in his feet or bright a host that you have. I mean, you know, I remember Ian when he was 17 years old, had long hair, and was doing he was doing deep knee bends in the studio of the rock and roll station. Yeah. I mean, I
with
caught
my shirt
him,
off.
Walked in and caught him, sweating with his shirt off. And I'm like, ew, what is going on in here? And it's difficult to get that out of your mind. And as a real adult, and you know, dealing with, you know, my business partner who's not, and it's hard on you emotionally to in any way acknowledge that they might have something right about their philosophy.
Not only that, Ian, it's really really hard once you've taken the red pill to understand what world everyone else is looking at. So thanks a lot for making it so hard to understand everybody else.
I do my best. Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight. Folks, you can go to your website, Free Oz Radio. Is it freeozradio.com?
That's right. Thanks, Ian.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. He mentioned LRN.FM. He is one of the show hosts on the network. So
just to prove that we're international.
It is very international. You're right about that. So 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and we will continue. Take your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. Sean is here with us tonight, and you brought something in that I'm happy to hear about because it's an update on, well, not something that I'm happy to hear about, I guess. It's actually, well, I guess I'm just glad to know that... I don't know. I'm not glad at all. What am I saying? This is terrible.
I really don't know what you're saying.
I'm glad that you brought it in because I wanted to know what was going on. How about that? What is going on with this crazy lead testing situation that is putting businesses out of business who manufacture toys and things like that for kids under the age of 12?
Well, it's not just toys for kids under the age of 12. Now it's science kits.
It's anything that is marketed to people under the age of 12. So it's not just toys and science kits. It's also clothing. When we first talked about this, it was probably about a year ago, and then it went into effect, I think, at the beginning of this year, if I'm recalling correctly. And please correct me if I am wrong at 800-259-9231. Certainly, if you're in the small toy manufacturing business, you know better than I do, or if you work with Goodwill, because the news was that after this went through, Goodwill and these other organizations, these thrift store kind of organizations that help take crappy things and sell them, and they, you know, make some money. And in Goodwill's case, they use that money to train people at, you know, getting job skills and things like that, and helping people that are maybe down on their luck getting back into the workforce. Goodwill's really, it's an amazing
Yeah, it takes stuff that people don't no longer want that's still functional, gives it, sells it to people who do want it, and in the process employs people who honestly are very difficult to employ.
It gives them
a lot of ex-cons go there.
Right, it gives them a step up into the working world in a kind of a platform from which they can move off and get another job. So this organization, Goodwill, counts on donations. I don't see them around here in New Hampshire. Do they have them up here?
I haven't seen them up here either. I think that they've got, they've had existing systems for taking care of that, and so they don't need to be serviced. Well, they may be in more metro areas.
They're pretty popular down south. Did you have them in North Carolina, Sean?
Yes, we did. Actually, they received a lot of my material goods before I moved up here because I just didn't want to move them.
Yeah, and you don't have to throw them out. You can just take them to Goodwill, and they'll take care of them. And now they're not able to take a bunch of stuff that otherwise people would donate to Goodwill and would help save a lot of people money. I know we'll get into the science project thing here in a moment, but just to kind of recount what this legislation is entailing, if somebody rolls up to Goodwill with a bunch of baby stuff, which, Mark, you know this, as a relatively new father with a two-and-a-half-year-old, baby stuff is expensive.
If baby stuff's expensive, and you can, you know, there's, at least up here, there's a network of passing around so much baby stuff that we honestly haven't spent that much money on Jack. I mean, besides talking about his food and some special things that Laura has wanted, but most of his clothing, the vast majority of his clothing, are hand-me-downs.
Well, it's a good thing you're getting it directly from individuals, because you would not be able to get those hand-me-downs, many of them, if they were manufactured before recently, through any other source, because now there's this government legislation, and I am being told that apparently there are Goodwills in other places of the state, so may the more metropolitan areas of New Hampshire, not out here in the woods. But, yeah, so if you roll up to Goodwill and you've got a bag full of baby stuff, they're going to look at it. They're going to say, I'm sorry, we can't take this unless it's got the lead certification. And
so basically stuff that's, you know, older than a few months ago.
Yeah, not long ago.
Yeah, it's no longer any good.
Right now, each company that manufactures products for kids under the age of 12 has to get their products certified by some sort of testing lab for not just lead, but there's something else that they're testing for as well, and they have to test every single model of the products that they have, and that means something very significant for small businesses, and we'll come back and talk about science projects and more about how this is just destroying people's lives.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features there are free, including our webcam. Watch, listen, interact. We've got a chat room built right into the same page as the cam, so head on over there and enjoy that at cam.freetalklive.com. It's totally free for you. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks to Memory Dealers.
That's right. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. It's MemoryDealers.com. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
When was the last time a child in America was poisoned by lead? When was the last time that
I don't
happened?
Know, but I guess the question, I don't know. It's probably not that uncommon because many houses will have areas that are painted with lead, especially areas like window panes and stuff like that.
And the kids will eat the paint chips is the idea because it's sweet tasting?
Supposedly, that's the idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd say that that's a much bigger issue. Lead paint on toys is a bad idea, but I think that, the law never, it's always about unintended consequences with the law, you know, and
we're talking about a law here that has been passed, and I don't recall what it was called. Sean, you may have that information.
Not right in front
if
of
you
me.
Can pull okay, it up, I'll though, when you find this legislation was passed in the name of the children, and really what it's going to do, you know, on its face, the politicians can talk about how great they are and pat themselves on the back for protecting the children from the evils of leaden toys and leaden products that are using lead in some manner, whether we're talking about toys or baby clothes. Anything that's marketed to kids under the age of 12 now has to go through an expensive lead testing procedure as well as another test for some sort of chemical I don't recall at the moment. And it has to be certified, and I think a certificate has to be included in the packaging now as well, or something absurd like that. But basically, this is doing something that is just horrific to the, first of all, the secondary market, the aftermarket, or the, you know, the thrift market of people that just want to get rid of some of their old crap, so they try to donate it to Goodwill, where they can't now because Goodwill
can't sell it. It's a real boon for companies that produce new stuff because the old stuff can't be used anymore. Goodwill's just taking it and throwing it away.
Yeah, they can't take it from you. It doesn't do them any good, and so now these parents that might have been used to going to Goodwill to get stuff cheap, well, now how are they going to get their stuff? They're going to either have to know people who can just give it to them, like you did, Mark. You knew some people that were looking to get rid of some old stuff. But most people, maybe they don't have those connections, and they just know about going to Goodwill, and now the shelves are empty because this law has forced them to take every product off of their shelves that could possibly is intended for use with a 12-year-old or less, as long as it has been manufactured prior to this last year, basically. It has decimated the secondary market for baby toys and kids' toys and clothes and things like that. That on its own is horrific enough because of the extra burden that's going to put on poor parents. I mean, that's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to be a parent, period, I'm sure. But to be poor and to be a parent, or to be of low income and to be a parent, it's even more difficult, especially if you're like me and you wouldn't want to take government welfare.
Well, if you're working and it's more difficult to find these paths to get this this stuff, because they're not going to stop the people getting low-priced, used, but still very good materials from one parent to another and one person to another. They're not going to stop that from happening.
They're
not going to make it difficult.
Sales.
What's that?
They're not going to be able to stop garage sales either. Although technically that's illegal.
From what
I understand.
If you are, a young person, if you have, you're busy working, you're working 50, 60 hours a week in order to keep your family going, it's hard to make it to yard sales. You know, yard sales are for those that, get up early on Saturday mornings. And many young people, they don't do that. They get one day a week to sleep in, and they do that.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for something cheap, then it's worth it. It's worth your while to wake up and
indeed,
go to
but it.
It
just makes it more difficult. Goodwill's open all day.
All the time, sure.
Yeah, the law in question is the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008.
Right. So they always name these things such wonderful sounding. Oh, we're just going to improve the safety of consumer products. Oh, who would be against that? Well, try every single small mom-and-pop toy manufacturer in the entire country, because the economics are really what we want to look at here, of the scale factor, in that when you're Mattel or Hasbro and you're manufacturing a new product, you've got some new G.I. Joe coming out Cobra Commander or whatever is coming out, and you know, you send off the one model to have it tested, and then you manufacture millions of that particular model. It's no big deal to pay $1,000 for the test on that one model, because you'd be manufacturing millions of them or hundreds of thousands of them.
Right, but if you make you know, say your own wood and wool, because this is popular, there's, you know, people,
handmade stuff.
Yeah, handmade stuff. You make your own wood and wool, like little trucks and sheep and you know, people and farm stuff and all that stuff. You have to get each one of them. By each one of them, I mean each, you know, the sheep. You just have to send a sheep. You have to send a cow. You have to send a shepherd. You have to send, you know, whatever it is that you're sending.
And every model,
one of each of them.
Right. Every model you have to send as well. So if you release a model this year and you want it to, and you want to make another model later on, you've got to get that one tested too. And I'm sure there are also other onerous things about this that we don't even know, because we're not in the home toy manufacturing business. But basically, this is a way for the big manufacturers like Mattel to crush their competition. And that's really all regulations have ever been.
Yeah, that's pretty much their job.
And this just makes it crystal clear. For anybody that hasn't figured that out yet, anybody that's heard us say that in the past, and, oh, that's not true, regulations keep us safe for the big corporations. No, you're living in a fantasy world if you believe that story. That's what the government people want you to believe. They want you to believe that, oh, we're out here keeping you safe with our lead testing. Look, tests. We keep the kids safe. But they don't talk about all the businesses that are going under because of this this mandatory lead testing. And it's just so sad. And now there's more. Sean, what's the story?
Yeah, this is from Industrial Maintenance and Plant Operations Magazine. So I don't.
It's an industry publication.
Some kind of industry publication.
Yeah, they're telling you the truth here. Right?
At Impomag.com. One of the tools used to get kids jazzed about science, hands-on science kits, could face an uncertain future amid a debate on safety. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has been mired for weeks in deliberations as it writes guidelines on what makes a product a children's product. That guidance, expected Wednesday, is supposed to help sort out which products have to be tested under legislation passed by Congress over 2 years ago that requires rigorous safety checks for lead, chemicals, flammability, and other potential dangers.
So they're still writing the legislation, even though it's – they're writing the regulations,
right,
even though the legislation has been passed.
Right. And they do this all the time, is they essentially turn – they write a law and then essentially turn over the real writing of the law
to the bureaucrats.
Happens all the time. This is, as a matter of fact, this is what that health care bill is going to be about. They, you know, most of the real rules haven't even been written yet.
Well, didn't you vote for these bureaucrats?
The bureaucrats? Not a one of them.
All right. Plenty of companies, from makers of handmade toys and Halloween costumes to firms selling science kits, have flooded CPSC with requests for exemptions on some of their products.
That's right, because there was such an explosion of outrage about this. I mean, people's businesses are on the line here because of this. And so what you saw happening, and we reported on some of this, we'll come back with more on this story, but what you saw happening is these businessmen begging and saying, well, you shouldn't regulate my business. We're coming up.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Fem. Plex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features on the site are free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. Get interactive there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Over at freedomsphoenix.com, they've got the headlines there now are, is the Paul family dynasty going to end before it begins? Pakistan cuts off NATO's supply route and mysterious rare red diamond on display. Go check it out at freedomsphoenix.com. They're your news aggregator for all things liberty.
All right, we're going to continue here with the latest on this lead ban, the Consumer Product Safety Initiative, or whatever the heck it's being called.
Something like that.
Something like that, where basically they're making it so if you're a manufacturer of a product that's going to be marketed to somebody under the age of 12, that you'll have to put your products through this testing procedure, and it's at an incredible cost to the mom-and-pop organizations out there that are making kids' toys and, as we're going to find out here, science kits and things like that, smaller businesses. It's much more difficult for them to weather these regulations, whereas the big businesses, well, it's no problem for them. They've got the legal team to handle it. They've got the budget to handle it. They're manufacturing millions of one copy of a product that they make, so spreading the $1,000 or so dollars that the test might cost over millions of iterations is less, you know, less than
at least
a penny per unit. So we're going to go to the details on that from Sean here in a moment. But David's got some thoughts in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
One quick thing. Not that long ago in Manchester, New Hampshire, I guess there was this people, they were from Africa, and they lived in this building. And one of the children ate lead paint chips and either died or got really badly injured. Mm. That's just one note. But I was going to say, I think you guys are, like, wrong on this one.
Really?
Totally. Totally.
So you support putting small businesses out of business?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know anything about the small businesses. If the small businesses are I would think the small businesses would have the health and welfare of children in mind and adjust accordingly.
Well, it's not the small businesses and what their feeling is on children. It's about the government and what the regulations they put on small businesses. Because, I agree with you. Children's products shouldn't have lead paint in them. And the question is, how do you go about ensuring that people don't get, children don't get toys with lead paint in them? The government's come up with a plan, and that plan is jeopardizing small businesses and their ability to stay afloat because the government does this all the time. It's one size fits all. I'm not saying that I think that, that should just be, do whatever you want with kids' toys, lead paint, shmed paint, it doesn't matter. I think that lead paint's an extraordinarily bad thing to have in children's toys. I just think the government, especially in this case, has really failed with its regulation because, well, it's jeopardizing all kinds of other toy manufacturers.
Can I ask
out
you
there.
One thing? Sure. What about, would you take... You have a small child, a son.
Yep.
This sounds like a very adorable, nice, chunk kid that you love very much.
Mm-hmm.
And would you go into if they allowed these things to happen and these, go ahead, put them in the secondhand stores. You'd go in the secondhand stores and you'd buy some of those for your child?
Well, just remember that they were in the secondhand stores until earlier this year. So up until January of this year, this is the level of danger that we've had. So we know what it's like because we've had it up to this point. And, honestly, I've got all kinds of secondhand toys. They didn't go through a Goodwill or something like that. They just came to me from other parents. So the answer is, yes, I would absolutely do that. I've got all kinds of, wooden puzzles that they could be painted with lead paint. But I don't think they are because, the Melissa and Doug brand, which is a big one in wooden puzzles, they're not going to paint their stuff with lead paint because they're concerned about kids.
They've got reputation to uphold, right? And so when they buy paint to paint their products with at the factory, they're going to buy the right kind of paint. Wasn't it Mattel that imported the...
It was Mattel. It was a major manufacturer who did this.
It was one of the big guys.
Not one of the little ones.
Right.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
This, say... Let's take Walmart. Walmart wants to get cheap stuff so they can sell their cheap stuff. We have regulations over here. We have all kinds of restrictions and regulations. They have to go to China where there are no restrictions and regulations, where China can do whatever they want and use lead paint and all that garbage and send it back here.
Well, don't forget that it's not just regulation, because if you were to put a product out there that is dangerous for kids, I can sue you if my kid is harmed. So it's, to some extent, we have a system for handling it. It's called the court system. If my kid eats some lead paint off of an action figure or something like that, I've got a tort. And so the legal system's in place for that. The question is that does this regulation that they've put in place, is it harmful or is it helpful? Nobody here is recommending lead paint for kids. The question is how is the government going about and doing it? And is it harmful for business in general?
Also,
do we only want big businesses manufacturing toys in America?
Right. Well,
only want Walmart selling them?
Well, okay. First of all, David, I understand why Walmart gets this bad rep, right? They're the biggest company in America. They've kind of gotten this
the world
reputation of for whatever reason being cheap and bad and I shop at Walmart and I don't agree with all of their their procedures and everything that they do from a business standpoint, but I do like the fact that they can bring me the same product for less than it's even maybe advertised on the box of the product, and I think that's something you're not aware of. Is that, you kind of paint Walmart as this evil business that's going out trying to get the cheapest, dirtest cheap product, bringing it to the shelves and pushing it on people. But
that's
I don't
a good thing.
Think you
And unfortunately, people get abused in that
Well, I don't think what you don't realize is Walmart has standards. They're not just going to take any old product and put it on the shelf. They want to make sure that that product has a certain level of safety attached to it. So, for instance, there's the United Laboratories logo. This is one of the best examples out there. Are you familiar with that logo?
I can't envision it. That's for sure.
Go into your
UL Global logo. It's on your toaster. It's on every electronic product.
Yeah, pretty much every electronic device you have likely has a little circle on it with the letters UL, and then there's usually a little bit more information.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've seen that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know what that was, right?
No.
The UL, that's a private organization that does testing of a variety of products. I was shocked the other day, several months ago, when I saw the UL logo on a gas pump. I mean, these guys test everything from industrial quality kind of products all the way down to the consumer level. When I was in jail, the blast door that they have in jail has a UL bulletproof certification on it. I mean, these guys test everything from your toaster to the doors at the jail. These guys have incredible amount of products that they test. And so Walmart, if you are a manufacturer, say you're a Chinese manufacturer and you've got a toaster that you've made, but you haven't gone through any sort of certification for that toaster, you just pushed it out the door as cheap as you possibly could, and who knows what the quality of the wiring is inside and how dangerous it might be, Walmart's going to take a look at that and kick it right back in your face. They're going to say, look, this is a cheap toaster, but we don't want just cheap. We want something that's cheap and is not going to set our customers' houses on fire. And so that's why you see brand names like Black & Decker and these other products, Oster and other products that are in there, because they've done the testing that is necessary. They've done their due diligence as companies to show that their products are safe. Otherwise, Walmart's not going to take it. They don't want you setting your house on fire because they want you to come back next week and buy some more groceries. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it makes sense, but it's also the fact that it's overseas we don't see what we don't realize what the what might abuses might be going the lack of restrictions over there and you know stuff like
well,
that.
Well, what abuses are you referring to? You're talking about the way they treat their employees because what abuses specifically? I'll tell you what, I'll let you answer that question in a moment. More with David, 800-259-9231. There's a lot of misinformation about foreign manufacturing and how it's sold over here. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and we give them to you. So head on over there. Enjoy them. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the proceeds, a portion of the purchase. So get your shopping done. Get the stuff you're looking for delivered to your door. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Well, we've been talking about children's products here, and here's a children's product that has no lead paint in it. It's called An Island Called Liberty. It's a children's book whose simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. It'll get the ideas of liberty to the child and to whomever's reading it. And you can get it at freemarketunderdog.com. That's freemarketunderdog.com, An Island Called Liberty. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% off your order. Get them for Christmas and get them for all the kids, you know. Freemarketunderdog.com.
We're going to come back and continue because we kind of left off in the middle of Sean's piece here, the story that he brought in, and I'm not sure where was it from, Sean?
This is from Industrial Maintenance and Plant Operations Magazine, and I got it originally from mostlycajun.com.
The industrial folks are talking out against this insane piece of legislation that is forcing mom-and-pop businesses and other businesses that manufacture products intended for people under the age of 12, young people, to do this insane lead testing and other chemical testing that is just completely unnecessary. Even if you're just making wooden blocks, you have to have them lead tested. I mean, every single product, everything, for somebody under the age of 12, it has to go through this testing process, which dramatically is going to increase the cost of doing business and the cost of the products if these companies manage to stay in business, that are being manufactured on a smaller basis. For Mattel and Hasbro and the other major toy manufacturers, it's nothing. I mean, it costs them nothing to do this in comparison.
Comparatively, yeah. Well, so, I mean, you know, the test costs the same. I suspect they can probably get the test a little cheaper just because they have the bulk discount.
They can do it in-house, probably.
Yeah, they probably have somebody to do it. But when you're talking about these mom-and-pop places, you know, $1,000 per toy per toy. I don't want to make it seem like it's every toy. It's every type of one toy. So if you have, the little wooden, Shepard action figure, all the Shepard action figures must be tested. One of the Shepard action figures must be tested, and then all of them, for that one. But then the sheep has to be done, and then
every model that's being marketed has to be tested, and it affects smaller businesses. In a greater fashion. David's with us on the line in New Hampshire, and he's in disagreement on this, and I think it's just simply because of a lack of information and a lot of the confusing propaganda that goes on out there about these companies like Walmart, which it's easy to paint Walmart as the bad guy because, well, they're the biggest company in the world. And again, they don't do everything right. They've been known for using eminent domain in some cases, using the government to take property in order to build stores. There certainly are problems. When you're the biggest company, you've likely done some things along with the government to aggress against people in order to get your business done. On the other hand, there are things that people need to know about how they do business that they just don't tend to know about. And one of those things I was explaining was how they keep people safe by only accepting certified products, products that have certifications of well-known industrial certifiers like Underwriters Laboratories, the UL logo. And then you mentioned something, David, about these manufacturers overseas and some sort of abuses. Now, what specifically are you referring to?
This is what I'm saying. Basically, Walmart and everybody else moved elsewhere because we have regulations, we have standards here.
Well, the government
and it costs money to use those standards and regulations.
Sure.
So now Walmart and other people, they move it over to China where they don't have standards and regulations, where they can make things more cheaper. Then we get it back here and we have the cheaper no regulation product.
And
it turns out that product has lead in it.
David? First of all, you're just wrong that there aren't standards overseas. There's the International Standards Organization, ISO 9001, ISO XXX. There are certain numbers that follow the ISO based on what the manufacturing process is and things that they're...
ISO writes a lot of different standards for a lot of different things, and compliance with them is a big deal for anybody who... does any kind of ISO.
Right. See, the thing you're missing, David, is what you're suggesting here, you say we have regulations. No, the U.S. government has regulations. And you're right. The U.S. government's regulations.
And I feel that that's the result of a demand of the market.
No, it is. There's certainly a demand, and the government can respond to demands, but the government doesn't have the same incentives that the marketplace does.
Also, the products that are being made, ISO certification, things like that, typically is much higher standards than a lot of governments have. And what I want to point out to you here is that these government regulations are, again, usually put in to protect existing businesses. They put smaller businesses out of business almost every single time a regulation is created. And you're right, it's the government regulations that are forcing businesses out of this country if they want to keep their manufacturing costs down. And they want to keep their manufacturing costs down because they want to stay competitive in the marketplace with other companies that are manufacturing worldwide. But to suggest there aren't government regulations means that there's danger out there, means that these products aren't safe, or means that there aren't standards is just not true. Walmart and Target and these other big companies that are having products made in China and Thailand and other places, they have standards for their products that they will sell in the stores. It's not just UL standards, it's ISO standards. So right. Walmart will not have a manufacturer manufacture a product if that manufacturing facility isn't up to certain specifications. In many cases, that requires that they treat their employees in a certain manner, that they're not running a sweatshop. It requires that the manufacturing conditions be up to a certain specification. Again, ISO, fill in the blank for the numbers. So I think there's just a whole bunch of misinformation that everything's just being made all kinds of crappily out there around the world, and it's just not true. In fact, if you look at Chinese manufacturing over the last few decades, it's gotten better and better. We talked about this one night, I don't know how many months ago, maybe a year ago. There was a great story about the last four decades after, Chairman Mao Zedong, I think it was, that after he died off or whatever the heck it was that happened to him, basically his successor came in and realized that things were a little too restrictive in China and started loosening up the restrictions on what businesses could do and what kind of things could be owned, because it all used to be state-run back in the day.
And that works.
And so it's just years go on, and the standards got better and better, and as more people over here in America were demanding higher quality, the Chinese manufacturers would step up their quality as well. And you're getting better products out of China decade than the last one.
Okay, real quick. If it's not as I presume and everyone else, I would imagine most people presume that the market is dictating that these tests be done because people are being harmed by them. I presume that's what anybody would derive from these restrictions. If that's not the case, what is the case?
The case is that a politician loves a parade, right? They love to get out in front of the parade and wave to people and everything. The politician didn't put on the parade. The politician, he's like a little leech. And when somebody does all the work, he goes in there and he sucks what he can get out of it. And there were some incidents, certainly. Some incidents. Right. In this world, you can find incidents for everything. Coconuts fall on people's head and kill them. Weird things happen. Sharks attack people at the beach. And, you know, just kind of people, the people see these news stories and they imagine it's happening everywhere all the time. There was an interesting story where Mattel got a bad batch of, I think, action figures or something like that, that were made with some lead paint over in China. It wasn't happening all the time. It happened one time. Mattel did the drawdown. Mattel issued an apology. The government didn't catch it. The government didn't catch it. Mattel did. Mattel made it stop. And so.
And they got together with some politicians and said, look, here's what we can do to fix this. And really what they're doing is they're making it near impossible for small manufacturers to actually compete with them, because Mattel is no problem for them to go through these lead tests. Whereas a small manufacturer, just imagine this for a moment, David. Imagine that you've got local, around here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's this buy low. It's Keene to buy locally. That's one of these stickers that you see around town, right? So you've got these local toy stores. One just opened up in downtown Keene. You've got a local toy store, and let's say you want to go in and you want to manufacture. Let's say you like to whittle. So you're going to manufacture some toys, some wooden toys for some kids, and you want to consign it. You want to sell it at the local toy store. Well, you go into the store, and the toy store tells you, yeah, you can sell that product here, but because of the new federal regulations, you're going to have to make sure that it's lead paint certified or lead tested certified as per the new regulations. And you say to them, what do you mean? It's a wooden block. I'm not even using paint on this. And they tell you, well, I'm sorry, it's the federal regulations. We can't sell it. If the feds find us selling that product in here, we're gonna get shut down and fined. And so,
wool without dyes, little wooden toys without paint. These things have to be lead paint tested.
So, David, now you've got to spend $1,500 on a lead test in order to manufacture just one or two or three different wood products in order to sell. How does that make you feel? It makes it really difficult to sell your products, I can tell you that. Hour number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.